more dates, more relationships, more marriages? Is that monogamy they're talking about or something else? What is it for humans? Who gets the better deal in monogamy? Is it men or women? Here to talk about that, Lamar Tyler, who's a married father of four kids, co-author of BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Lamar, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Emily Rems, managing editor for Bust Magazine in the studios up there at WNYC in New York. Emily, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
So let's quiz you right at the top. Lamar, who gets the better deal out of monogamy? Is it men or women in your view?
Well, personally, I can just speak for myself. You know, what monogamy allows me to express my love, you know, to my wife, not just for her, but for the children and the world as well. And she's really, through this monogamous relationship, our marriage that we have, she's really propelled me to new heights.
So you've benefited or she's benefited? Both is not an answer here.
Well, in this situation, I'll definitely say, and I think she would say, I'd say I would definitely have benefited the most out of it.
All right. Emily Rems, what do you think? Men or women benefit most from monogamy?
I think ultimately both benefit. But in the very beginning, in a place like New York, where I was dating primarily before I settled down with my partner, there's a lot more women than men. And the men are kind of treating the dating scene as an all-you-can-eat buffet, whereas many of the women that I've come in contact with, certainly not all, sort of go along with the open, non-monogamous situation just to try to play along with the men that they're interested in. But in reality, there's a certain security that women are looking for that takes some time to get to with men. And they benefit once they're able to achieve that.
Well, one of the scientific studies that was published this week suggests that in a situation where there is a low supply of females, and in the human community that exists actually today in places like China and India, where there is a relative shortage of mates compared to the number of men that are out there, that encourages a certain amount of monogamy. You're saying in New York, where there seems to be an oversupply of available women, that encourages, at least initially, some different kinds of behaviors. Am I getting that right, Emily?
Yes, that's basically what I'm saying, that there's a lot of non-monogamy, but it's at the beginning stages of relationships, but that's not always what's most desirable to the women involved.
Lamar, looking at you, I mean, did you date originally in the Atlanta area?
Well, I'm originally from the D.C. area, but yeah, definitely dated. You know, I didn't get married until I was maybe 27. I think I was 27 when I got married, so I definitely dated.
So when you were in that sort of crucial period in your 20s in the D.C. area, how did the environment there encourage either monogamous behavior or something else?
Well, I don't think culture as a whole, you know, this environment that we live in today, either supports or encourages monogamy, you know, from what you, the songs you listen to on the radio, from the shows you see on television. So I really think it's a personal choice. And for me, even at that time, it was a personal choice with girlfriends that I had to be in monogamous relationships. So I think it's really something that depends on that person. But like one of the earlier callers said that called in, I think really family is the cornerstone of not just our culture, but of our community and our country. So it's something we definitely need to focus on more.
So the cultural message is non-monogamy. That's the way of expressing your maleness or your femaleness. But if you want to actually survive, you've got to be monogamous. Do I have it right with what you've learned, Lamar, in your life?
Well, I definitely think that's what culture supports. Like I said, when you look up on TV or the songs, everything's about hooking up. Everything's about, you know, just having fun for that night. It was a big saying last year, YOLO, you only live once, YOLO, right? And there's so many songs and just different references to that type of living. But when you talk to married couples like we do on our website or through our films, what you find out a lot of times from men is they were taught and told, okay, you know, sleep with as many women as you can sleep with, have as much fun. And when you get married, when you settle down, you lose something. But when you talk to men who are in good marriages, you find out it's just the opposite. When they actually got married, they didn't lose anything. They actually gained a lot.
Emily, is the cultural message at odds with the survival mechanism of actually having a stable life in a stable single partner relationship?
I think so. When you're talking about non-monogamous relationships, at least from my own experience, jealousy, abandonment issues, competitiveness, resentment, these are all things that I felt were commonplace in my own emotional landscape when I was trying to play the field. And
so you were miserable, is what you're saying.
You know, I was trying not to be, but I find myself a lot happier when I'm not worried about those things, when I know that I'm there for my partner and my partner is there for me, and when there's leisure time or downtime or all that precious free time that we need so badly but don't have enough of in New York, that I know that my partner is going to be spending that time with me and I'm going to be spending that time with him and I don't have to compete for it.
Well, one of the mind-boggling things, and I'd love your commentary on this, and Emily, you're more in touch with the kind of teen world than I am, even though I do have two teenagers, and Lamar, I'd love your thoughts on this. Well, all the cultural messages that drive me crazy as a dad about, you know, sexuality and do what you want and we only live once and live for today, all those messages that you've described, my two 15-year-olds are in these steady boyfriend relationships. One has been in a relationship for 6 months and, you know, I can't imagine them breaking up. And my other 15-year-old has been in a relationship for 2 years. I can't believe it. I don't know what to do. They're reacting to something. Emily, do you know what's going on there?
I'm sure in some regard they're reacting to the fairy tale aspect of popular culture. You know, there's the hookup aspect of like going to Duck Club or whatever. But there's also the fairy tale aspect of popular culture that you get in TV and movies where they kiss and then they're together and they're in love. And that's certainly something that young women aspire to when they're just starting out dating. They want to try out the happily ever after scenario and see how it fits for them. So I'm not surprised that that's the case, but I would possibly be more surprised if they're still with those people in another 2 years or
so. Yeah, me too. Lamar, final thought for us, and then we got to go.
Just along those lines, you know, just I have three young daughters myself, and I worry about what happens when they get to that stage. So with me, I'm just thinking about having those conversations and letting them know that guy they're in love with when they're 16 probably won't end up being their husband. But still, just impressing upon him and letting them see through me and my wife what a monogamous relationship brings to the table.
All right, Lamar Tyler, married father of four kids, co-author of the website blackandmarriedwithkids.com. Emily Rems, managing editor for Bust Magazine. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.